Welcome back to another episode of Lock It or Leave It. Been on a little hiatus, really, kind of some school going on. We're back and we're kind of branching out for this one. Now we're going from an FSU basketball player to a UCF basketball player. We got Dre Fuller Jr. with us. He put Cam and Aaron in the torture chamber in high school. So you will be able to hear from him. Don't go anywhere. When we get back, you'll be hearing from Dre Fuller Jr. All right, so we are back, and as always, I'm your host, Jay. Joining me is my co-host, Cam. We got some good news, actually. Shout out to Noel Zone for allowing this. We are now student section leaders for the FSU basketball team coming for this upcoming season. Everyone knows when they hoop with me, I talk copious amounts of shit. I'm going to move that onto the court. Everyone, hopefully, courtside can hear me. Dre, I'm pretty sure we play you guys on a neutral site, so it's a good thing you won't hear some little last person just chirping in your ear from the back. But let's introduce our first, or not our first, our co-host, Cam. How are you doing, Cam? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm good. Just like you said, excited to get going with Noel Zone. Shout out to Jake Mossing for taking me and Jay on and ready to get into this interview and talk about my still nightmares from high school.
Yeah, absolutely. And then our second co-host is Aaron. Aaron, how are you doing, man?
Oof, tough weekend for the Noles, unfortunately. I tried not to watch that football game, but, you know, can only go up from here, so looking forward to a win against Louisville this week, and hopefully some more great content coming as well. So,
absolutely. So, like I mentioned earlier, we're branching out. We've had only FSU guests on so far, so our first non-FSU guest. Thank you for coming on, Dre Fuller Jr. Appreciate it, man.
No doubt, man. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So let's just start this off. And when I was doing my research for this, I saw that you're from North Carolina, Fayetteville. Yeah. And I'm from North Carolina also. I lived in Lake Norman, around Lake Norman. I don't know if you know where Lake Norman is.
Yeah, I know where Lake Norman is.
Yeah, around there. So I'm not going to ask you what state's better, because how do you beat the water, the women, and, you know, just the weather in Tampa. However, yeah. I will say, are there any things about North Carolina that you like or maybe miss? It could be the food, the venues, anything that you think of.
I'm not going to lie to you. I do miss the cold. I wasn't used to Florida and the heat. So that kind of threw me off when I first moved here. But nah, I do. I miss the hooping in North Carolina. I miss everything. It's just, it's home. So, of course, I miss it.
Yeah, so after you got to St. Pete, you attended Admiral Farragut and led your team to the regionals. You were named to the McDonald's All-American game. And to our listeners, if you haven't, go on YouTube, look up Dre Fuller, LeBron-esque Uncle Drew Productions, and watch that highlight tape. That is in the Zion tier highlight tape for sure. So if our viewers don't know, me and Aaron went to Indian Rocks Christian. And I know you guys didn't know this, we were not very good. Our coach would sit there in the locker room and we would come in and we would draw up the game plan after an hour bus ride and a long day of algebra and physics. And then we would sit there and try to decide how we're going to guard Dre tonight. Do you have any specific memories of playing Indian Rocks or some of the plays you had? Because after a minute into the game, it's already 17-2 and it's a long game. The whole game plan went to shit.
I do remember playing Indian Rocks. Y'all was my favorite school to play. I ain't gonna cap to you. Yeah, I was, especially playing there. We played there that one time. It got hectic. Yeah, didn't y'all have like a tall kid there too? A light skinned kid?
Ty Magley.
Yeah, Ty was good. He was our best player.
He was.
He was talking trash the whole game, so I had to shut all that up.
Yeah, because I remember there was one game we played y'all, and our coach decided to just start fouling you, and it didn't really work. Making all your free throws. Like, what are we doing? He's like, trust, you got to trust, you got to trust. And we lost by like 20.
Yeah, I'm making free throws. Come on now.
I remember correctly, you actually played summer with St. Pete High going into your senior year.
Yeah.
So that team had some big names on it. You had like Ty and Terrell Strickland, Sorrell Smith, Jalen Williams. What was it like playing with those guys over the time you had together? And did you ever really consider actually transferring to St. Pete, or were you always kind of locked in at Farragut?
It was fun playing with them because I already knew Sorrell from like summer pass. I knew Todd. We played on the same AAU team. But I did think about going there. My mom was not trying to let me go there though. She's from St. Pete, so she didn't want me to go to St. Pete. So she wanted me to stay at Admiral. So we kind of bumped heads on that, but I wasn't tripping though. I just wanted to play against the St. Pete.
Yeah, so kind of transitioning over to college for you, when you went to UCF, I was watching a post-game interview following your win against Sacred Heart. You had a post-game interview with you and Colin Smith, and the reporter said a shocking stat that kind of made you and Colin both laugh, and it was that in the first half, the opposing team had 9 fouls, 8 of which were drawn by Colin. So could you talk about playing with Colin Smith, how tight you guys were, and how he can help another team? Because we saw that he entered the transfer portal.
Man, call him my dog, man. He always gonna go hard though in the game, so I can't knock that. He's 6'10", but a guard. I ain't never really seen that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was great playing with him. He's smart, IQ off the charts. And he a goofy dude, big goofy dude. That's all it is to him. I did see him. I did see him put his name in the transfer portal. But I don't know where he's going though. But wherever team he go to, they're gonna be certified for real.
Yeah, I was looking for it too. I was like, I wonder where he ended up, but I don't see it yet either yet.
So staying on the interview, we heard you talking about Johnny Dawkins, the head coach over UCF. You're telling your huddle to wake up because the team felt like you guys had already won the game in the first half. Basketball is a team game, and the coaching staff is very much a part of that team as well. So how have Coach Dawkins and the UCF staff helped your progression both as a player and a person?
Man, they helped a lot. I can't even lie to you. Even though we don't like it, they be pushing us crazy, running us, just teaching us how to be men instead of just basketball players. So on and off the court, they be on our ass 24/7. Like, it's crazy. I can't even explain it.
Yeah, so I was also seeing another interview, and you guys were talking about what you want to bring to the table, what do you bring to the team, and you're talking about the rebounding, the defense, the energy mainly, because you were saying, well, you know what, I just want to be able to kind of get my team going so that we can kind of ride that momentum on. What I was going to say for that is, in our last interview, we had a Houston transfer and current FSU guard, Caleb Mills, on, and I saw that Caleb actually played you guys once. He couldn't participate in the second one due to injury. And he was talking about how he watched film on players to kind of gain tools to work on in your game. He was talking about instead of watching film on maybe scorers or people who are getting buckets, instead he was watching film on Marcus Smart, defensive tactics, and stuff
Yeah,
like
I
that.
agree.
So what do you do? Do you watch any players yourself to kind of get some defensive things and maybe things off the ball and not regarding scoring that you can still work on in your game?
Yeah, for sure. I watch Marcus Smart. I watch Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday, he plays great defense, especially in help defense. He nobody sees him coming. He just come take the ball from somebody. I know you've seen that in the Suns game. He did that. Kawhi, of course, the claw. But I just try to take parts from them and then just use it in the game.
Yeah, so what do you think makes a good defensive player? Do you think it's the hands? Do you think it's the feet staying in front, not biting on stuff? Because I always say, try to stick keep your feet on the ground because all these pump fakes, all these head fakes, people can get you in the air without even having to dribble the ball once.
No cap. I feel like it's everything. Especially the quick hands. Your feet, you definitely need the feet. If you can play defense, that means you can move your feet laterally. But this the hands. You need the hands. Don't reach all the time, but the passing lanes, showtime.
And then that one last thing I'd ask you is, we see even the best defenders, when they ask who do they hate guarding, it's the guys who run around screens, you're chasing them around baselines. You can see when the baseline's coming, you see two screens already pinned off for them. So the second they get the ball, it's off, like Steph, Duncan Robinson. What are the hardest people or types of players to guard as a defensive guard yourself?
Of course, shooters, because they always running off the screens. But to me, ain't nobody tough to guard. I love guarding everybody. I love guarding the best player. I mean, if you cooking me, you cooking me. I don't care, but I'm still gonna come back. You feel me? So, like shooters, point guards, not really. They just gotta run the team, and then it's really just shooters running off screens. Baseline, like you said, run like four, five screens. You can't do nothing about it.
It was funny. I saw this thing. It was Kobe. It was KD. They're all talking about Tony Allen being such a great defender. And you go and you see they still put up 30 on Tony, but they told you it's the hardest 30 they ever got in their life
Yeah,
because
you don't
Tony,
work for
you don't have to work for each bucket. Exactly.
Same reason I hate guarding you, Jay. I have to chase you around the entire
Stop. Jay's easy to guard, dude. Nah. Jay, you give Jay the Ben Simmons treatment. You stand on the paint with your hands up.
No.
Yeah, that's mad funny for a guy who hit 2 threes the last time we're talking. So Aaron's a little fired up, and the reason why is because he's a catch-and-shoot player. So if he doesn't get the ball back from someone else, he's not producing much anywhere. Everyone knows when I play, I'm a big and-one yeller. I'm a big and-one. I'm 5'9", you know? And all my boards are 6'3", and stuff. So when I'm dribbling to the paint, and they're like, all right, you can tell. I feel like as an offensive player and a defensive player, you guys make eye contact and be like, you going to do it? All right, you going to jump? All right. You know, you guys both got to come to that conclusion. Like, all right, we're going to meet at the rim. So I always got to protect it, you know, put the shoulder under them, come in, and I'm
– and one.
They can still hear me from here. Exactly, I'm telling you.
I follow Aaron. I see him be at the gym sometimes, at the court.
Always, man. I'm always working on my craft. I love him.
Aaron's a lead catch and shoot shooter, but there's
I can shoot. I can't do much else.
Yeah, that's why they didn't put you on Dre in high school.
Yeah, no, because I'm pretty tall, but I always played as a guard. So like, but one time I always played guard. I'm out in the wing up top, and both our big men fouled out. The tall white dude with the glasses fouled out.
Yeah, I made sure I got him out.
The big buff dude fouled out. Yeah, our coach goes, all right, Aaron, you're guarding Jeremiah the last minute.
Barbecue chicken. God.
Jeremiah be throwing bowls.
So scared. He got the ball in the post. We're down a lot at this point already. He's late in the game. He got the ball in the post. He backs me down. I'm like, oh, I'm about to get dunked on. Then he kicks it right back out. God. I was scared for my life for a second.
And I was mad that he did that. I need him to go up on him.
So the last thing I'll add before I pass it back to Aaron to get his question off is, was there ever a time like you get in high school, you'd walk into the gym, maybe you got slides on, back over your shoulder with the team, maybe JV is playing in the game before you, and you walk in and you look at the opposing team and you're like, all right, yeah, this is going to be an easy 40. Did you ever, you don't have to be, you ain't got to be humble. It's okay. I guess Indian rocks. Because that laugh tells me all I need to know. But you walk in, you know, you're like, all right, let me go 60% this game and I'll be back home by 9 p.m.
You feel me? I'm just playing. when I walk in the gym.
Favorite team to play?
I mean, it's a few of y'all. I love playing Indian Rocks and Shorecrest. Yeah, I like studying Shorecrest.
I feel like, did you guys play Northside too, though?
Yeah, but that was too easy.
It was
like 90 something to something in the third quarter.
You remember Luke Vary? Luke Vary was their best player.
He was shooting the threes, but that game I tried to get 10 dunks.
Yeah, because like St. Pete Catholic and Northside, they didn't really count because even we beat them. So that's easy.
Yeah, and each both those games, I tried to get as many dunks as I can. I had a little bet, a side bet.
What was the bet?
It was like I got to get like 7 dunks, and I get like $20, something like that. It was for my mom, though. It was like
a little Do you remember my junior year? This is how the game started. Mm-hmm. Hopefully lost the tip. Your point guard caught the ball and didn't touch the ground yet. Immediately threw you a lob and you reverse dunked it off the tip to start the game.
I remember that.
That's how coach looks at me and like our like the other like juniors that were like, because me and Aaron were like sitting on the bench, we're like trying not to freak out because our assistant coach like told us to chillax already.
I got a picture. I had the ball in I was playing Northside at home, and it's like me, I got at the top of the key, and then you can see the whole Northside bench. They just looking at me with like a mean look. looking at me with the ball, just like, I can't stand that dude. I like shit like that. Hate me, please. I don't give a fuck.
Oh yeah, you can always what's it called? You can always rate a play based off the opposing bench's reaction.
Yeah,
kind of. There was this NBA play, Lonnie Walker. Everyone knows Lonnie Walker has jumps. He's got jumps, and he went up. And the whole Nuggets bench, he was about halfway up. They're like, yo, he's still rising. So I can definitely feel that. Act, take it away.
Yeah, so back to college for a sec. UCF, the upcoming season, lost a couple key players at graduation. Colin Smith, we mentioned before, transfer portal as well. And also Avery Diggs, a big man who's actually from Tampa that we played against in his days at Clearwater Academy. But how have you guys retooled for this season coming up? And do you have maybe some transfer guys coming in you're looking forward to play with, or some younger guys that are up and coming that have really progressed well?
I feel like we're going to be great. We do have some transfers and young guys coming in. We lost like 8 people. So basically we lost half the team and gained half a team. So all the new guys coming in, they just ready to go to work. They some dogs, I can't cap. Like, this is the first time I ever seen some individuals come in and ready, like, to attack whatever that comes. Like, yeah, it's gonna be a special year though. It's gonna be, we have a lot of pieces in every position, so it's gonna be dope.
So as Jay mentioned earlier, UCF plays Florida State this season, and that'll mean you'll match up with our one of our previous guests, Matthew Cleveland, incoming freshman and a former five-star. Does in the orange? It's also at a neutral game site, which is the Orange Bowl Classic for those viewers. So we won't be able to go to that game, unfortunately. Does it feel a little more personal playing against another Florida school, or like is the energy different, or are you looking forward to that matchup in any way?
I'm not gonna lie to you, it feel personal when I play North Carolina schools. Not no Florida schools. I mean, it's personal because we're a Florida team. Of course, we're gonna try to win. We want every Florida matchup. But when we go to North Carolina, like ECU, I know it's just ECU, but still, I got people that go to ECU, and I want beef ECU. I'm trying
That's the
to
thing.
beef. We play in North Carolina A&T this year too.
Oh,
So
NCANT, fire.
yeah, I got a whole lot of friends over there that play basketball, and I just go there. So
Oh, you got boys on the team too. Oh
So
man, so that's personal.
were you looking at any North Carolina schools coming out of high school?
No, I wasn't. I'm not gonna lie to you. Of course, I was looking at like Duke and stuff, but I mean, I ain't never got the offer, so I was gonna stay in Florida. If I had a chance to go back to North Carolina, I definitely would have went back to North Carolina. Even though my mom would have been mad, but hey, I'm trying to get a check,
All right, so we're gonna take a quick break, and when we get back, we're gonna hit a quick little lightning round with Dre, and then we'll end off talking about his new NIL deal. It's part of his brand coming out, some big announcements coming. So do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
So if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see the big Bucks flag in the background in my room here. So you guys know what's good. Big Champa Bay guy. I'm always repping. Huge win over the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. My roommate was pissed. He's from Atlanta. They have a bad history with Tom Brady, so he was not having a good day. But Brady threw for five touchdowns. So in honor of that, today's lightning round is going to be five questions. So Cam, take it away.
Dre, who's the best scorer in the NBA?
KD.
All right, hold up. We're gonna have to. I got some
Unpack this.
opposition to that. We gotta unpack this.
Good
I
answer.
think I think it's LeBron.
Hold on. I'm a Bron fan though.
Okay, but you're gonna say KD.
Yeah, I'm gonna be reasonable and say KD.
All
Fair.
right, just be
Okay.
you know what? Just because we have a little bit of time, I gotta ask this question.
Oh man. Oh man.
I gotta ask this question. If you lose to a team that you're up 3-1 on in the Western Conference Finals that went 73-9. Are you joining that team the next season?
I lose to them.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
like, hell,
It
it's
depends though. We don't know the inside story.
you know, that's what I'm saying. That's
The outside
fair.
story,
Now,
no,
with
I'm
the
not
inside
joining.
story, Draymond
Okay.
Green was crying in the parking lot after the game.
That has nothing to do with who the better
Yeah,
scorer.
chill. All right, so my question would be best defender in the NBA.
Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart, all right.
The
Was
claw
your
fell off.
way too early pick to win a ring this year?
Brian. I mean, Lakers, my fault.
Yeah. There we go. So you know you're a Bron fan, because I'm a Bron fan too. So I was a Cavs fan 3 years ago. I'm a
Yeah.
Lakers fan now. You know,
I
I
was
was a
a
Heat
Heat
fan.
fan, you know,
Exactly.
wherever he at fan, you know.
Classic. All right. So,
Which player in
damn,
the
yeah.
league would you want to play with?
Say again?
Which player in the league, if you could team up with and run a championship run with, who would you want to play with?
Big Bron. Come on, man.
Let's go.
Big Bron.
Yeah.
Okay,
So, how.
I'll give another answer. I'll go Curry because he's going to shoot everything. I need my assist.
All
True, true, true.
right.
I was thinking, I was like, you know what? You'd probably go crazy with Jokic because that off ball,
Ooh,
alley-oops,
yeah.
Jokic can kind of be on the outside too, have the
Like
whole
Aaron
paint to
Gordon.
you
So I
guys.
like
You
to
feel
pick
me?
and roll game too.
Exactly. Yeah. And then Jokic can go both. Jokic can be the screener, or he could be the one handling the, you know, so just the amount of options there. Aaron Gordon, he went from Orlando to now catching lobs, playing with MPJ, seeing Murray go for 50 in the playoffs. So
Yeah.
He
Yeah.
kudos
signed
to
that
him, man.
contract extension too.
Yeah, for sure. And then lastly, have you been to any UCF football games? Are you a big UCF supporter of anything
Yeah,
other
I went to
than.
the games. I for sure went to the game. I went to the first game, Boise State.
Yeah.
It beat the brakes off them though, but I
Sweet.
went. It was fun. It was fun. Everybody was there.
Okay.
Bounce house was really bouncing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so lastly, if you want to just talk about to our viewers today, he just dropped the Fuller brand. If you just want to talk a little bit about your
What's up,
inspiration
man?
from that and how our listeners can like go get some of your gear.
Hey man, I just dropped the Fuller brand. You can go on my Instagram, my Twitter. If you got me on Snapchat, you can just go to the website, copy some gear, copy before the season come so you can wear it to the games. I did this brand with me and my sister. I didn't partner up with nobody, so it's just straight me. NIL deals, I don't really got no NIL deals. So I'm just doing straight me right now until when it comes. But I'm not looking for it. I'm just trying to get what I'm doing right and situated, and then I'll branch out.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming on again. We'll start the sign-off. So let's start with Aaron. Aaron, thanks for being able to come on today.
Dre, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. I really appreciate it. It was good to relive some old memories and learn about some new things.
No.
So if you're listening to this, also follow us on our social media at Lock It or Leave on Instagram and Twitter at underscore Lock It or Leave It underscore on TikTok. We'll post links to all of Dre's social media as well, in addition to links to the Fuller brand so you can cop some of his gear. That's about it. Can't wait to hear this episode when it's posted.
Yeah, absolutely. And then going to our next guest, Cam. It's funny because Aaron and Cam were telling me these stories for 3 years, but it's actually funny to see the person who was doing it to him. So Cam, thank you, because you weren't lying. He can corroborate every statement that you said. He was yamming on y'all. He's making you look foolish. And the funniest part was when you said, "Do you remember playing us?" And you said, "Yeah, I loved playing y'all." So that shit was funny. Cam, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, of course. Felt good to cleanse some of the old demons, you know, just like Aaron said. We're getting ready for this Monday night game tonight. Just gonna go ahead and lock it in. Aaron Jones, anytime touchdown scorer. Just that's a lock. So just want to put that out there. Thank you again, Dre.
No doubt.
Absolutely. Then, like I said, last but not least, the man of the hour, Dre Fuller Jr. Thanks for coming on. We're gonna post some of his stuff, his highlights, everything on our social media. We'll also, like Aaron said, link you to go and get some of that gear that he was just talking about. So, like he said, thank you, appreciate it, guys. And like Cam said earlier, fuck. Did you see the? I gotta mention this. Did you see? I forgot what bet. MGM, the guy had $700,000 if the Lions win today against the Packers on the last leg of a 16-team parlay. He only put $25 down. So I hope he's hedging the absolute fuck out of that bet. It's a guaranteed 40K if he plays it right. Shout out to you, but until then, we'll be watching that game. We'll be boozing. We'll catch y'all. Peace.